Good afternoon, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips and this is your daily news. The Union CGT has filed strike notices on behalf of the civil service during the Olympic Games. The notices run from April 15th to September 15th, with the union demanding better compensation for public service workers during the Games and complaining of the effect on long-term recruitment and holiday rights. The Minister of Health, Catherine Vautrin, has defended the bill presented to the Conseil des ministres this morning. She praised the French model on the question of the end of life detailed in the bill, with strict supervision of assisted suicide for patients suffering from incurable diseases. The bill will be discussed in the Assemblée nationale on May 27th. Jonathan Duval, who killed his wife Alexia in 2017, is back before the criminal court in Besançon today for slanderous denunciation. Duval had previously accused his brother-in-law of Alexia's murder before admitting to the crime himself. Duval's former in-laws are seeking compensation and €60,000 in damages. Duval is currently serving a 25-year sentence for the murder. Two minors have been placed in pretrial detention for their suspected involvement in the murder of a 15-year-old last Thursday in Viry-Châtillon. In total, four young men, including two brothers, are facing murder charges. The initial information in the investigation shows that the assailants had accused the victim of talking to their sister. An investigation has been opened in Marne for premeditated murder after a couple were found shot dead in their home. The couple's child was found alive and healthy. And finally, around 1,000 or so police have been deployed to Paris's Parc des Princes this evening for the quarterfinal match of the Champions League between PSG and Barcelona. You've been listening to The Daily News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.